It's Tuesday, August 13, 2024.
Millions of gallons of raw and partially treated sewage have been released during the storm.
Well, that's a nice start.
Hurricane Debbie's parting gift, raw sewage spills. July 2024 was the hottest July ever recorded globally. Plus,
if he is elected, Donald Trump intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis.
Republicans' Project 2025 calls for deleting all references to climate change from the federal government.
All of those insane calls and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Arizona, you know this crisis is real. He calls it a hoax.
Yeah, but that's because he's insane. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, speaking of insane, another heat record in July, eh?
Yes, it was indeed. July 2024 was the hottest July ever recorded globally, barely beating July 2023 as the hottest July. That's since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s. It is the 14th month in a row to set a new all-time heat record for that month, according to NASA.
I'm no climatologist, but I think I'm starting to see a pattern.
But Europe's climate service, Copernicus, using a different data set found July 2024 was very slightly cooler than last year's record July.
It's getting cooler. Global warming is over.
Well, both organizations say 2024 is likely to surpass 2023 as the hottest year ever globally.
Oh.
All that fossil fuel-driven record heat has consequences. In Greece, massive wind-driven wildfires are again raging around Athens after several record heat waves and extreme dryness. The front line of the fires is 24 miles long, and the fires have forced the evacuations of at least 11 towns, including hospitals and schools. More fire weather is in the forecast. Greece has appealed to the European Union for help in fighting the fires. In Brazil, a new study finds that climate change fueled the record early start this year to wildfires in Brazil's Pantanal, the world's largest wetlands. The researchers say that man-made global warming, driven by the burning of fossil fuels, quote, supercharged the Pantanal fires, making them 40% more intense than normal. And they calculate that the massive fires this year have likely killed millions of animals. In a different study, scientists at the World Weather Attribution Network found that climate change exacerbated fire conditions in the Pantanal, making the fires 4 to 5 times more likely to occur. In Florida and North Carolina, Hurricane Debbie is gone, but she left a parting gift of nasty impacts from extreme rains and floods. Debbie's deluge swamped Tampa Bay's sewage treatment plants, causing millions of gallons of raw sewage and partially treated wastewater to overflow into streets, canals, and streams.
Well, we really deserve it, don't we?
In North Carolina, the storm flooded open-pit lagoons, storing millions of gallons of livestock manure, sweeping the contents into nearby streams. The sewage spills underscore the necessity to strengthen outdated wastewater infrastructure in thousands of U.S. cities and towns as extreme rainfall events increase in the U.S. due to climate change. But the right-wing groups behind the Republicans' massive Project 2025 agenda say climate change is not happening and they won't be doing anything about it.
Oh, good. Well, let's listen to them. That sounds much, much nicer.
ProPublica obtained training videos for Project 2025. That's the detailed 900-page blueprint for overhauling the federal government. It's for Donald Trump or whenever the next Republican gains control of the White House. One section calls for firing some 50,000 public service employees and replacing them with loyalists. The videos coach those future Republican appointees on how they can undermine federal agencies and use the federal government to promote right-wing policies and consolidate executive power. It calls for reversing and gutting U.S. climate policies and laws. In one video, climate science denier Bethany Cosma, a right-wing activist and former Trump administration official, sneers at the gravity of climate change change and efforts to combat it as, quote, a ploy to control people, even as climate impacts are costing Americans lives and billions of dollars in damages every year.
Climate change, allegedly, is everywhere. And if the American people elect a conservative president, his administration will have to eradicate climate change references from absolutely everywhere.
Cosma also even attacks the U.S. military and its threat assessment that climate change is the number one threat to U.S. security.
So if you just eradicate any references to climate change will go away.
Exactly.
The plan is sound. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. What you